Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And, you know, everybody's getting excited. They're jumping up and getting last-minute plans, last-minute changes. Who knows what is going on? Because guess what? The Arnold's coming on this weekend, and everybody that's anybody is trying to get there. Because why? It's basically the big place in the Midwest where every meathead of all shapes and sizes meets up. And we, P4P, are actually going to be in the house as well. And this was orchestrated by the P4P management, and I have one of them on the line. You know him, and I know him. It's JV. JV, please take the floor.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. I feel like I'm coming back home.
Right?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on here. And, yeah, like you said, the Arnold is going to be crazy. We're definitely going to bring a new twist to their confinements. We're definitely going to be sampling out products and stuff, but we're going to be also putting out that drug-free message. Hopefully we can, we can be one of the booths there that, a drug-free athlete can be proud of and stop by and say, we're in the house too as well. And mm-hmm. I'm very proud of that. We're going to have about between 10 to a dozen athletes. So it's not going to just be, a couple of athletes and then you see the same athletes day after day. There are going to be a host of athletes that we're going to bring, high-caliber athletes, drug-free athletes that we're going to bring in there that you'll be able to see. And then there's going to be, surprises, us, man. We can't just roll mm-hmm. in here and do your typical drawings and stuff like that. We're going to do that. Name that. Yeah. name that tune. We're going to do that. That's something that you'll never see at the Arnold. We're probably the only booth that's ever done something like that. And we're going to have a DJ.
We got a DJ.
Jerome, he's going to be there. Cutting it up for us and whatnot. So, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a party. We actually design our space like a store. There are going to be shelves like a store. We're putting out flooring, our own flooring. We got our no table. There's going to be no table. So this is going to be direct. This is going to be live and direct. So people can just walk in and talk and boom, boom, boom. So it's gonna be live and direct. So it's gonna be a good time.
Okay. Well, before we get any further into that, there's something I gotta say because it's just I'm really just it's a heartfelt thing for me. It's close to my heart. I know it's close to yours. And that's mm-hmm. The outreach that you talked about basically almost a year and a half ago now. And, I was able to I had the chance to thank Vicky openly, and so I want to thank you as well for just dropping that into the many minds that were willing to hear it and just actually work and act upon it. So, thank you, man. I mean, really thank you to know that I'd have that kind of support to make that kind of move. It's, to even want to try it because, like you said, there's a lot of things we all want to do, but if we don't have the right support, it doesn't come about.
Right.
From the heart, man. I really want to say thank you. Thank God.
Well, I thank you, Kayla. You are ambassador and warrior for drug free bodybuilding. Put that flag in the ground and you don't waver. So my thing is I'm definitely happy. The P4P Real Talk is phenomenal. The guests are getting crazier and crazier that you're bringing on, and the show is like actually is a staple of where people where actually drug free athletes and drug free supporters can go without any kind of hang-ups of, you know, I'm in this organization or I'm in this company or whatever the deal is. So it definitely, you done created a very comfortable spot for athletes, for people to hear, you know, the other side of it, the drug-free side of it. So I thank you for that. And Desiree.
Yeah, but see, then we're going to do thank yous all day, because, like I said, you know, without you letting me add that format, because, like, you know, like a lot of people don't understand behind the scenes, but you never made it a behind the scenes thing. It was always out in front. You know, what do you think would work for you? How could you reach out to the natural athletes? How could you reach out to the natural community? You didn't say it had to be structured, you know, this organization or that organization or only P4P athletes. Or, you know, it was never a limit to what you set out there. Everything was basically what can work and how can we reach the natural athletes to actually show them that they have worth and value. And, you know, to me, that was just unheard of. Honestly, just unheard of.
And, you know, the big thing was is, you know, I'm considered what you would call a dreamer. And what I do, you know, my thing is that I'm one of those people that feel that there's nothing that you can't do when you put your mind to it. And I feel that to always push the envelope, you know, to always try to win versus trying not to lose and playing safe.
Yeah.
So my thing is that, you know, there'll be times that I'll push the envelope and I may stumble, I may fail at a couple of things, and I'm okay with that, because I'm one of those short memory people and stuff like that. It's on to the next thing. And my thing is, you know, I have a certain idea of where, and I mean, this might come off a certain way, but I love this sport. And I think where it is right now, I think is a lot of organizations and different people and whatnot have contribute to the sport phenomenally. I think there's been some great things done. But for me personally, I'm just saying me personally, it's not to the standards where I think this sport deserves. So my thing is that, you know, and I include myself in that group of trying to give this sport what it has given me. Well, I can't even touch it. You know, what this sport has given me, I would never be able to give that back. But I will to that limit to give back what this sport has given to me. So my thing is that, you know, that's my goal, you know. I actually told Kaylin that I wanted to do this show. I just wanted to, you know, basically set the record straight, clear some things up and stuff about P4P muscle. You know,
hold on, JB, because I know what you're about to say to this, and there's something I need to add to that before you get on that point. Because, you know, I think, like you were saying, there's a lot of things that you've done, but sometimes when you give people freedom to do what they're going to do, there's a lot of people that will mistake that for you not caring. And I think a lot of people might have misinterpreted that freedom with what you had given and said, well, you know, he's just sitting back and counting his money and he doesn't care what we do. But, you know, I know that just the opposite, because, like I said, you know, you listen to the shows and, you know, when we were going on places that you didn't think would be appropriate for the natural community, not for P4P, but for the natural community, you had to basically put your foot down, you know, and there's a lot of things. I mean, you can go back to the shows at the beginning and you can hear, you know, how we started and where we are now. And it's a totally, well, I don't want to say a totally different format. The freedom is still there, but it's still more geared toward the natural community as a whole, not what's good for Kaylin, not what's good for Desiree, not what's good for, you know, Liggett, not what's good for Melinda. It's what's good for the natural community. And I think that was the thing that you said, this is my line in the sand. You know, what we wanted to do, we had the freedom to do, but we still had those guidelines to make sure we didn't overstep our bounds and step on somebody else, hurt someone else, hurt an organization. Everything was always with considering everyone else. And because of that, I think there's a lot of people that misinterpreted that and said, well, he doesn't care, or he's basically just sitting back with the other guys and they're just counting their money, and that's all that's important to him. So I'm going to throw that out there now, because if we're going to have real talk, let's have it. Because I think that's a BS call for me. That's somebody just basically wimping out saying, you know, I wanted all this glory and all this stuff, but I don't want to do the work. Right. I'm thinking if you're a competitor, that should be first and foremost in your heart is the way, where to push the boundaries, because that's what you're doing with your body.
Right, right. Most definitely, most definitely. Just so, and to add on that, just so people can understand where I'm coming from. And I'm doing this not per se for my ego. It's more per se when there's certain things that are rumors or whatever deal is. Where I draw a line is there's a lot of athletes that are involved in P4P Muscle. I consider it a grassroots movement, and that when people say, you know, whatever it may be and whatnot, then I sort of take it to heart, like if they're talking about my little brother or little sister. And now, me, I'm a big boy, you know, I take it as flattery, actually, and stuff like that. But sometimes some people will go too far. And I'm not going to, it's no particular person, no particular thing or anything like that. But what I want, how I address things differently from other people, I address things with facts. Because I think that's where it doesn't get confused. There's confusion or, you know, a back and forth type thing. So my thing is let me just take you back, take you way back. And when P4P was made, it was me and my co-founder partner, Joe Manny. When we started this, it was basically in a coffee shop on the back of a napkin. We knew nobody. There was no friends or connections or anything like that. We did our little humble bodybuilding here in Wisconsin around the Midwest. But there wasn't where we knew anybody that gave us a step up or anything like that. We thought there was a need where there was a void. We saw where the other side of the coin, the juice heads, the people who don't do it drug free, was getting a lot of the attention and we weren't, the drug free side weren't, but we weren't getting any of the benefits that the drug free or the on the other side of the coin were. And I thought that was I never understood that, because we're so close to the average person, the people in the gym, in our neighborhood communities, what's achievable. And I thought I just didn't grasp that. So, you know, as I started investigating and started really seeing what was out there, because when I turned pro, I was looking for sponsorship. And as I started talking to more and more athletes, I found that there wasn't really anything out there. When we started P4P Muscle, what a lot of people might not know is when we made it an LLC, we had no products. We spent 6 months going across a kitchen table with individual athletes explaining the P4P vision. And before we even sold a product, and we were just sitting there just telling people, you know, and we use an analogy of like Jay Cutler and Phil Heath. Could you just imagine if Jay Cutler and Phil Heath just teamed up? What kind of company they could create you know, or Jay Cutler, Heath, and Nicole Wilkes, what kind of company they could create. They could basically run things, in my opinion. And mm-hmm. and the question is why don't they? Why don't you ever see that ever? Mainly because a lot of bodybuilders have that isolation kind of syndrome, you know. It's not really a team sport, even though, you know, it's trying to manufacture it so, but it's pretty much just you, you know, it starts with you and it ends with you. So you have that sort of isolation complex to where, you know, you basically like, I'm not teaming up with that person because that person I go against on the stage. And I felt business-wise, that wasn't really a smart move. And I said, maybe we can capitalize on the drug-free side, where on the other side of it, didn't. And this might be a way we can leverage things. So the ideal is to have a community of athletes from amateurs to 10-time champ pros. To come together under one roof, PvP Muscle, to create leverage for the athlete and create a branding where drug-free athletes can go, a place where they can go, because when we started, there was nothing. And I'm not lying about that. There's nothing. You see some change now, but there was nothing. I looked, and there was athletes that you guys would think that would have like two or three sponsorships that didn't. And it was surprising. And my thing is you know, PvP is basically an umbrella where athletes can go under that umbrella and create a community and leverage and branding and that we can basically create our own entity to where bring in either more sponsorship from other different businesses, clothing lines, different things like that, or we can leverage the drug-free industry with the organizations to do things for the drug-free athlete. If it's more prize money, if it's better conditions, if it's more of a partnership with the athlete, what may have you. And if none of these people would work with us, then we would just do it ourselves and we would create our own entity, our own community. And basically with hard work and dedication and sort of make it an athlete owned everything. And we can get it from ourselves. And in that way we sort of can create leverage for the athlete. So now there's something to where an athlete didn't have to go into something to where they had to do it this way. They can also come into the PvP Muscle and be able to grow as an athlete and brand themselves and become more than just the stage, to become their own brand itself, and to also be a more of a, you know, whatever you want to be. If you only want to do it part-time
Let me add this, because I think this is the one thing P4P definitely started that really called a lot of people to get their butts in line, and that was basically a natural supplement that wasn't putting the competitor's health at risk. I mean, because, you know, a lot of this stuff was questionable. Let's just be out there. It's a lot of these things weren't really set for a natural athlete. It was basically for the gym rat that didn't really check the label. And, you know, their health would be minimized because they weren't doing basically a structured regimen. And they could probably get away with it a lot longer. But for a competitor, that's your career.
Right. Yep, most definitely. And that was the beginning of PvP with the products. And we had to make sure that those products were in line to a lot of our athletes, because, like I said, it was a grassroots movement, and we started with the athletes. So we had no choice, because a lot of athletes were critical. You know, they definitely wanted to know, and we had athletes from all aspects, not just bodybuilding, but we had MMA and CrossFit and all sorts of other things that we had.
But
so
the biggest thing is it's for natural athletes. And that's just unheard of. Unheard of.
And we were the actual, you know, and there's not, and you can check it, there's not a lot of supplement companies that actually say they're specifically for drug-free athletes only. And they support only that. And because that puts you in a box. So that means, like, mm-hmm. you know, you sort of cut off a percentage of people who might believe otherwise. But, you know, in our opinion, you know, how we went about things and stuff like that, we felt that was close to our personality, what we believed in, and we wanted to stay true to that. The next thing is just to let everybody know the products was just a start. There is a whole lot more that we want to do, and we started with another thing that we brought on was the podcast that Kayla is doing right now. And with that, which we call P4P Real Talk, we want to, and this is where I met up with Kayla. I didn't even know Kayla before that. You know, I heard of Kaylin, but you know, I said I need to get in touch with Kaylin, and we met, and we talked, and we talked, and we talked, and we talked hours and hours and hours and hours, and you know, finally it just came along. And the reason why it came along is because, you know, I've been on a few podcasts from other people and stuff like that in the drug-free field, and there wasn't really anything out there to where it wasn't tilted towards that individual, you know, the individual organization or individual retail product company, whatever it may be. It seems like, you know, whatever show it was sort of tilted that way. And yeah. I had a vision to where we could have, you know, we can use our athletes to host, which that's what we have now. You guys, Melinda, Spencer, David Leggett. And we have those shows. Those are all PvP athletes to where we could have these athletes come and do their own shows, and they will all be different from their perspective. But it was all under the drug-free title. And I thought it was beautiful. You know, we want more. We want to have about 30 hosts. We want to create a communication entity. Yeah, a network. And that's how I got this network, because I pitched it to Blog Talk. And at that time, the stuff that I was talking to them, they didn't have the tools to even do what I wanted to do. And I had to basically negotiate with them to get those tools, and then create, you know, and then that's how we got our network to where we can have multiple hosts from different regions to different people, but all under that drug-free title, and people can get different versions of all sorts of sports, you know, not just bodybuilding, but MMA, anything. And it's a beautiful thing. It's another place to where we can sort of get that drug-free message out there, and make people understand that there is a difference between us and the other side of it. And this is where, you know, where pretty much I was saying, if, you know, no one's going to promote these athletes, then we will, you know. Could the athletes do it individually? Most definitely. But this, I find within unity, there's power. And what happens is, people can do it individually, but if we band together, we're going to have more power and be able to have a bigger reach. And that's going to be good for everybody. So that was the whole thing with that. And then, you know, and then you came in, and basically you, Melinda, just talent, man. You know, there's talent in these drug-free athletes, and you guys came on and is tearing it up. So, I mean, you know, that's basically all it is. Just, I'm a big believer that if you give our athletes, because they're hard workers, because they have to do it clean, if you give them any sort of opportunity, they will run with it. And I'm a believer in that.
That's one of the things I think people are tending that some might have forgotten is that this stuff didn't exist. I mean, now they're saying, and it's like, you know, that's just something you can step past. But these mm-hmm. were things that you had already seen and were implementing and getting in place. Mm-hmm. So basically, mm-hmm. you put, you know, you got people that could match up to, you know, what you were looking at. But this stuff right. was just not in existence because, like you said, it was skewed no. information. I want you to come right. to this organization, so this is what I'm going to promote. That's not what you right. wanted.
No.
So I'm kind of confused as with the rumors, how people aren't thinking back to the understanding that this just didn't exist. All right, let's say if you want to sit back and count your money, there's no way you're still doing this kind of outreach if all you wanted to do was basically hoard money.
Well, let me tell you the real of it. Me and Joe, since this business started, and I got athletes that this business is run, you know, they see everything and stuff like that. And I got people to this day, my own athletes, in there and think that we are like a 10-year-old company. And I'm like, nah, dude, we're like 3 years old. And they was like, what? That's it? And I said, we're like 3 years old, and we're still a young company. And my thing is like, you know, and some people, they see everything from PvP, and they think that we've been here, like people guess, like 10, 15 years or whatever, 8 years or something like that. And that's where, you know, they sit there and they may have, okay, well then this is happening and this is happening. But like I said, since this business has started, me and Joe haven't even had a penny. We haven't even gotten a penny from this business. We reinvested every single penny back into the business. And we haven't touched a dime. And I'm not saying that just to be like, you know, toot not harm or whatever the deal is, but I say it because I want people to know I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing this for kicks. I'm not doing this for fun. I'm like, here's the thing, man. I spent 6 months, and not only 6 months before we started, before we had athletes, I spent another year going across the nation, across kitchen tables, talking to athletes about their sport and what we can do better and how we can improve and some of the things that PvP wanted to implement and stuff like that. So in my opinion, there's a lot of people that sit there and say, you know, and I'm not saying organizations and whatnot, but there's a lot of people throw around, you know, we're for the drug-free athlete. We're for the drug-free. It's funny. I heard none of that before. And now that's mm-hmm. all I hear now. And that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. But I want to be genuine. I feel that we earned it. I feel that we were doing it when it wasn't popular to say. And I feel that we kept it neutral. We met many organizations and different people, and we never went into anybody's pocket and stuff like that. We kept it neutral. We kept it pro-athlete. And I feel we earned mm-hmm. it the first 6 months, and then I feel we earned it the other year because I didn't want to approach this without the proper knowledge and the athletes know that we were willing to roll our sleeves up and get dirty. And my thing is that's what we set out to do. So I felt that we earned the right to sit there and say we're for the drug-free athlete. We earned the right to sit there and say we're the number one sponsorship foundation in the world. Now, could we have went another route? Could we have went the route that a whole lot of traditional companies do, to where they have a couple of athletes and stuff like that, and then they load them up, and then they have a whole bunch of what they call either people hoping to get into the door and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could have totally went that route. That would have been easy. That would have been an easy route to do. But we felt that every single athlete has value. And we felt that what we do is give you the opportunity. And I have talked the opportunity to succeed. not give you stuff, give you the opportunity to succeed and grow this business so it can grow with you. That's what we give the P4P so we can create something bigger than just a supplement company. We can create something bigger than just you going on stage and then getting off and paying registration fees or whatever the deal is, and then there's another 12 months. We want to our goal is to integrate our sport like if it was baseball, football, or basketball, and put it, and that's our goal, to put it on that same level. A lot of people had looked at me when I kind of screwed Kayla when I said that, because they looked at me and said, "Man, are you crazy? You are just like wishing upon a star and stuff like that." I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people say, you can't make no money in drug-free bodybuilding. You can't get no shine in drug-free bodybuilding. And I was like, what a defeatist, negative thing to say. Like, our sport isn't as great as any other sport and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And that's where you separate the people who love this sport, because the people who love this sport is going to push to strive to be the best, that get the best from the sport that they can. And we're not going
to
sit here and settle for mediocrity and whatnot. We don't train. I guarantee the athletes don't train for mediocrity. They train to win.
No.
And my thing is, we should treat the sport the same way. And this isn't me preaching or anything like that. Like I said, there's a lot of people who have laid it down for this sport, and I'm very thankful for that, because if there wasn't for those people, they wouldn't be anywhere for the athletes to go. But I think it's been since the first drug-free bodybuilding show was out 40 years or so, it's time to take it to the next level,
yeah,
to promote our champions. It's time to, quit regurgitating the same playbook from organization to organization. Now, I know there are going to be a lot of people that ain't going to like that, what I said. What are you talking about, my organization? Here's the thing, man. And this is real talk, right?
Yes.
Here's the thing. I'm going off on a bunny trail right now, but I got a point with this.
All right.
Here's the thing: there's a lot of organizations. Some that I have met, I know, like I said, I've been across the country, talked to a lot of organization heads, talked to a lot of promoters, talked to a lot of athletes. There's some, like with anything, there's some organizations that are not good. There's some organization that are middle of the road, and there's some organization that aren't that bad. They're just, they can do better. That type of situation. They're all of them, even the one that is really bad, they all have laid it down for drug-free athletes to have a place to do their sport.
To have that platform, yeah.
There's a lot of them that play from the same playbook. They do a little, tweaking here and there. They, maybe one organization registration fees or whatever thing are lower. And maybe one organization says we have water. Maybe another organization says that we have more shows across the nation than anybody. Maybe another organization has this. Another organization has that. Another organization has this. And that's all fine. I love all that stuff. But you rarely hear anything about impactful things for this sport. Like, why isn't there more organization out there promoting their drug-free platform into gyms, supplements, and probably some of these same supplement companies that that they have as title sponsors and promoting their sport. How come they're not promoting the drug-free athlete as much? And they say, you know, a lot of people say, well, we do. Well, my thing is that, you know, some social media stuff, things of that nature, I just feel that we can do better. I feel that I think we have phenomenal athletes. I think we have great champions and stuff like that. And what happens is we need to promote more. We need to get our champions out there more. We need to bring it to the people. There's a lot of regular folks that don't understand the difference between drug-free bodybuilding and the other side of it. They don't get it. They don't get it, and they just lump us in all together. And, you know, and to me, if I had a gym, and I'll throw this analogy, and just on the business side of it. If I had a gym that was a Gold's Gym, and people was misunderstanding that and thinking that my gym was Planet Fitness, I would have a problem with that.
I would be offended.
I would have a serious problem with that. And I would have to do whatever I needed to do, advertisement, whatever it may do, to try to change that misconception. And my thing is that's what I don't understand, why it doesn't happen more. Every time you ask them, like, okay, can we get, I'm not going to name names or people or whoever, because that never solves anything. But there's been people on the P4P Real Talk show that, you know, as soon as you ask them stuff about, you know, what about promoting your champions or promoting your athletes more so they can get more shine? Because what a lot of people don't understand, if the organizations were fully behind doing that, there'd probably be some more athletes that would get sponsored by companies. And my thing is that when you ask them that, it's like, oh, well, hopefully one day. Or they sit there and they put it on the businesses, like the supplement companies and whatnot and everything. I'm like, here's the thing, man. You got a supplement company, and I'm just talking from a business standpoint. You got a supplement company that is, their business is to sell supplements. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Your business, your asset, the organization, is the drug-free athlete. So how are you going to sit there and put it on them when it should be put on you?
Good point.
That's your business. Those are your assets. Now, I'm not saying that the supplement company can't help come in there and do what they do. You know, every company ain't going to be like us. But I'll give you this analogy. If I'm having problems selling protein, I ain't going to sit there and say, that organization need to help me sell these protein. That's my problem.
Okay,
If they help me sell these proteins, then I would do better. You know, that's the same thing when you hear people say, you hear some organization, and I'm not going to name them, where they sit there and say, well, if these supplement companies come in here and sponsor some of our athletes, then we can grow and we can do this and boom, 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 boom. Yeah, but, brother, it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And right now, it's your business. And these athletes is your assets. This is how you treat your assets? And I don't want anyone to get me wrong. I'm not saying they treat the athletes wrong. What I'm saying is that it could be better. It can be better. And if you sit there and tell me that you can't do better, then, man, you need to be – and that. I mean, that's some – I mean, if you're perfect, then that's crazy. P4P isn't perfect, and I lump myself in there with everybody. We need to do better. And my thing is that I feel that this business could be – drug-free business can be as big as anything out there. Because when I talk to people on the streets, when I do tastings and when I do different things like that, the people, when I tell them about drug-free bodybuilding, when I tell them about the athletes I tested on a collegiate level and whatnot for any kind of illegal drugs or any kind of cheating advantage, And when I tell them that the athletes pay for these drug testing, these organizations pay for these drug testing, and tell them the difference between the two, these people think it's they think we're awesome.
Yeah.
I done had people bought product from me because of that reason.
That's right. And, you know, the thing that really opens my eyes is when they say, that's something I can get behind because it's something I can relate to my children.
There you go. They just think it's cool. They think that's a good message. They think that's in, you know, in this day and age of everybody cheating and everything like that, it's pretty cool that there's an organization that, you know, they might not be perfect, but they're trying to set the standard in drug testing. So, I mean, I love that we have these serious conversation about, you know, making sure that everything is on point and stuff like that. But we just got to also understand that we got to take care of Front Street, too, as well, and make sure that we grow and become, you know, that make people understand that our sport, it is a sport. It's just not a bunch of people standing in draws on the stage. These athletes work hard. It's hard to diet. It's expensive to do this sport. And then these people do lie detector tests and urine test analysis and all these different things to say I'm doing this drug free, and you got athletes from all backgrounds, man, from, you know, the single mom to the single dad to the mom with five children to the girl in college. I mean, you name it, we got it. And my thing is people can relate to that, but if they never see it, they never, you know, see anything much other than a few things in our own community, in our own circle, how are they going to ever know about us? How are they going to ever come to a show? How are they going to ever be curious? And that's the stuff that, you know, needs to change. And stuff like that, you know, and I, you know, not just, you know, recycling, I call it. Recycling, you know, where you just promote within our own community, and then you just sit there and just recycle people. We need to go outside our community. We need to go to expand our tent. We need to bring people in that maybe – are new to this. They find it interesting and stuff like that. But like I said, they'll never find us if we don't show them.
Well, and now that's the perfect segue into the Arnold.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the Arnold, let me tell you something about the Arnold. A lot of people say, oh, drug, that PRP is drug-free, and stuff like that. I have no problem with anybody, whatever they choose for their life and their path. So if someone chooses that route to go their path, even though I choose another path and I think this is a better way, I don't sit there and presume to be a judge of all people. And my thing is that my, and in actuality, my problem isn't with them. My problem is with our own community and whatnot, that we should be like the Arnold Classic. We should have things like that and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not that we can't do it. It's not that we can't do it. It's just that you got only two ways you can get this done. Either you got to have unity and organizations and athletes and people like get together and say, hey, let's do this, man, or let's quit tripping, let's do this and stuff, let's be huge, let's be great. Then I can see that happen that way. Or someone come in there and gangster it and stuff like that. I see, I'm just telling
that's
the
real
truth.
Talk.
That's what Weider did. And with the, you know how many people can't rose up against Weider? And he knocked them down. Now, I feel that I want to go the unity route because I feel that is more solid, and I feel that you can grow even bigger with that. But
fits the natural format.
Right, and it does fit the natural format. But, man, like I said, the prize money is growing. And there's some, I mean, I know PNBA does the car, and there's other places that do this and do that and stuff like that. But we're not even close prize money to the other side of it. We're not even sniffing what they give to that what they give for prize money. Now I'm talking about with their big shows. Okay, I'm comparing big shows versus big shows, and not the small shows. So I'm comparing big shows like the Arnold and Booville to our big shows, like whatever it may be from whatever organization. And my thing is man. I mean, how long? I mean, now not everybody's been lumped in this, but Drug Free Bodybuilding been going on for 40 years, man. The cost of living will get you more higher prize money than what's happening right now, and that's real. I mean, I'm not talking stuff that I'm just making up. I'm seeing this stuff, man. I have athletes who you think is complaining to me. This is real. I'm not in anybody's camp. I'm not sitting here saying this place is better than this place is better than this. I'm a neutral entity, and when they come to me about a certain entity, my response is that we need work across the board. I'm just being real. We need work across the board, and I'm not trying to come across like I know everything or whatever. I don't. And that's there's genius in that. You know what I'm saying? There's genius in that. Not knowing everything, and even though you don't know everything, you still go out there and create action. It takes a certain amount of courage. It takes a certain amount of courage to do that. And my thing is my athletes give me that courage. And P4P's not done, dude. P4P is not done. When you're trying to impact the sport and try to change a culture, you're going to stumble a couple of times. There's a couple of things that we're trying to do. It didn't work out. But it's going to happen because this is a big taking. We're not sitting here just talking about peddling supplements, even though we have the greatest supplements out there. Peddling supplements from door to door. peddling supplements from door to door. We're talking about giving out a great product, but also impacting and changing the culture at the same time. That's a big taking. And I'm fine with going at it because I feel that we have spit a message, and I'm going to tell you, I'm talking like this, and I'm representing like this because I have over 400 athletes that expect me to do this. I have about 400 athletes that we do interviews and we go across the table and we sit there and say, wouldn't it be great if we could do this with Drug Free Bodybuilding, that we can change this, that we can grow, we can do this. And I would be a liar and I would be letting them down if I talk any other way than what I'm talking right now. And I'm for real. This is real. This is real talk. I'm in it. And when you know what they say, in the zone, you grind it out. I'm in it.
Yeah.
And this is real. I don't do this for a hobby. I don't do this for I want to make money, but I don't do this just for a buck. Because there's easier ways to do it. So my thing
you sure don't have to cross thread across this continent going and doing booths. You know, especially if they want to say that you're doing what you're doing, you could have somebody else down there doing that.
Well, you know, and then we did things like we created the app to where athletes could, you know, promote themselves and then also get kickbacks for it. Who does that?
It's unheard of. That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
you know, I mean, think a lot of the time it's working so well that people are forgetting that it didn't exist until now. And, you know, that's the amazing part to me is like, all right, you're getting critiques for something that nobody even thought to do.
Well, my thing is, you know, what I did realize, you know, and I'm just giving you the whole thing of P4P. This is real talk. And my thing is that when we made this business, I knew the volume of athletes that we would have. There'd be athletes that would come with us, and then there'd be athletes that would leave. And that's fine. I tell each athlete that leaves the same thing I say, oh, I would never get in the way of any athlete to try to promote themselves and get better and get a better deal and stuff like that, because this is what we're doing this for. My thing is that some people might get confused of what we are and stuff like mm-hmm. that. We could have went the traditional.
Well, no, this is real.
Hold on.
This is real talk. They did get confused.
Okay. But I don't know. I can't jump in their brain, so I don't know what they were thinking. But what I'm saying is that when we did this, we could have went the traditional route. We have our four or five athletes, load them up like you see traditionally, load them up with product. They go out there. We can go on based on athletes with the biggest Twitter account, biggest this and biggest that. We chose not to do that. We chose to do it by volume, which means if we did it by volume, there would be some athletes that wouldn't get was willing to sacrifice for the greater good. So they was willing to do it so we could have better this and better that, so we can bring things to the sport and bring things to the athletes that they didn't have before. And my mm-hmm. thing is that was the goal. You know, it was based on volume. It was based on us creating enough noise to where we can create leverage for ourselves. And then that, you know, when people come to us, we're exclusively P4P, so we can create leverage for the athlete. And that was the goal. That was the goal. Now, we could have went the other route, and there could have been five or six athletes loaded up, and they would have been happy as pig in mud. And stuff like that. But we felt, and I tell you, I'm proud of this. There's if we went that route, there have been many, 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 many athletes that we wouldn't have been able to help with registration fees, lie detector fees, travel costs, product, things of that nature. And I feel that the way we did it is it was the way to where we can help the most amount of athletes that we can. And some of the stronger athletes that we have understand the mission that we're trying to do, where we're trying to create a better culture, a better environment for all the athletes.
But you still, the thing I think most of, well, no, I don't want to say that because this is real talk, and that's an assumption. I don't want to do that. And this is definitely not an opinionated show. So I'll just say, there were plenty of people that had the idea that, okay, once I'm sponsored, I can kick back and do nothing and just watch the stuff come in and just be a sponsored athlete. I don't really think they understood the work it takes to improve the brand, your name and recognition, and all the other things. There's a lot of work involved. And, you know, it's hard for me to see it because, you know, I see you guys doing all the work that you're doing.
Right.
To think that, you know, okay, it's easy for me to sit back. If you guys are working that hard, what the heck makes me think that I can just sit back and do nothing?
Well, my thing is, you know, we have a lot of good people that help me and Joe from tie-in. The athletes are always what made this company. They're the grassroots. What people don't understand, man, like we didn't do any kind of gimmicks, man. We didn't sit there and try to pay. Or sit there and try to give away $50,000 or a car or some little game show thing that we were doing to athletes, man. We sat across from these athletes on the table and told them that, you know, drug-free bodybuilding can be better. We can have a better culture, a better environment, be recognized better for the works that these athletes do on a daily basis, all the good being a good role model to not only their kids, to other people's kids, to people who need a role model in life, not just kids but also adults. To be recognized for all that, not because they want it, because they deserve it. And that's what we wanted. That's what we want. That's the ideal that we wanted, that we could be better. And this is what we were doing across the kitchen table. This is when we had nothing, Caleb. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I had nothing. People ask me, where are your products at? I ain't got none. But let me tell you about this P4P muscle thing.
Yeah.
And then guess what? They said, count me in. And that's real. And my thing is that's what we did, and from table to table, from athlete to athlete, on and on. We don't matter if who you are. We're gonna do an interview with you, and we're gonna base it on who you are, and then the opportunity is there. What a lot of people don't understand is it's just like bodybuilding. When you do great things with us, then what happens is we up your status, and we keep upping your status. The more that you get better, we reward you for that even more. And that's how we see it across the board. And there's going to be more things that we want to do, from the podcast to, we're starting to do videos with our athletes now that we can sell and try to promote their who they are. So we want to go beyond, and there's more. There's more that I can't just divulge. But there's more to come and stuff like that. I had to learn to sort of slow down a little bit because I'm a very aggressive person because I play to win, not to lose. I don't play not to lose. I play to win. And so sometimes, though, Joe and them have to slow me down and stuff like that so we can make things solid, more solid and stuff like that, because I feel that this stuff should have been done yesterday. Every time I see certain things, I hear an athlete story or what it took for them to get here. I just got done being from Kentucky, where a guy lost something like 200 and something pounds to be, and he's doing a contest this year and stuff like that. And he was trained by one of our P4P athletes. These stories, man, this is the stuff that you know, I hear from regular folks. And stuff like that.
Well, let's remind the listeners also that you are a big fan of natural bodybuilding. I mean, let's not kid each other. Yes.
Huge fan. Me and Joe, let me give you a story. Me and Joe, I remember back in our younger days, there was a big old, here in Madison, Wisconsin, there was a big old house party. Everybody was drinking and stuff like that, and it was a party and stuff like that. Me and Joe was sitting on the couch, no alcohol. We had our protein shake, and we were watching Sean Ray do his Mariah Carey routine, and we were sitting there tripping out on the couch. And people thought we were watching something crazy. And I said, man, what's going on and whatnot? And it's like, dude, you see that? And we had, like, drunks on the couch watching Sean Ray do his routine. And we were sitting there sober. I mean, that's just who me and Joe grew. I mean, man, I got a library. Sean Ray Flex with all. I got a library. And these dudes are douche heads. And my problem is that, there was not a lot of role models, except for the early 80s or whatever deal it was, for drug-free athletes. But once, you hear a lot of stories yourself, a whole lot of other people, once they found out there was drug-free bodybuilding, there was these phenomenal athletes, then you felt like that, you felt at home. You felt like, okay, I can strive for greatness like that dude because he's doing it drug-free like me. And you felt great about that. And almost giddy that there was that other entity that the other, you can go this drug-free route versus the other route. So I mean, once that happened, that changed my life too. So that's where I, you know, my thing with bodybuilding, it done changed my life on valleys and whatnot, up and down and stuff like that. It has basically changed my life for the better, and it has, the stories that I have heard from other people, and stuff like that. And it's not just, me. I just love the hanging with, it's the brotherhood, the sisterhood.
The camaraderie.
Hanging in the gym, eating your meals together and stuff like that. After you have a crazy workout, you're sitting there talking about what you love and stuff like that. These things, man, unless you are immersed in this, man, you'll know what I'm talking about. That where you can't wait to get to the gym. And
exactly.
My thing is exactly. And I just want that type of stuff. I want drug-free bodybuilding to be known for what it is. That it's a separate entity from that other side. That we are our own people, and we do work hard, and we are something to where the average person can sit there and look at us as role models or as something to strive for and things of that nature. Where there's a lot of drug-free bodybuilders that are making serious differences in other people's lives, man. And I'm not saying that
that's
on
true.
The other side they're not, but you got to give them some kudos and you got to give them some props for doing it drug-free. And stuff like that, because life is hard, man, enough. Then when you add this onto it, but, you know, like my daddy said, man, if you love something, man, you never work a day in your life. So, you know, if you love it, then it's not really, you know, hard. If it's something that is in you, then it's not really something that you have to make yourself do. So my thing is, you know, I just want this sport to get the due respect. I want the athletes to get the due respect that they deserve and stuff like that. I think, you know, I think a world champion should be paraded around. I think we should be in gyms, recruiting, talking about drug-free organization, that there is some. A lot of people don't know that there's another, that they think is, you know, in some places there's nothing but NPC. And a lot of people don't know there's another drug-free. Man, I'm going to tell you, I didn't know. All I knew was what was here, and I had WMBF because I grew up on WMBF because that's what was in my community. I didn't know nothing about PNBA and the rest of them until I started doing this business.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Brenda Ray used to tell me about this stuff. It was sort of like, you know, someone who traveled a lot, and they told you about, oh, man, you need to go on the East Coast, man. Drug-free bodybuilding is crazy. And she almost made it like it was like a fantasy land. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like this place where I could go, and drug-free bodybuilders were saluted or whatever the deal is and stuff like that. And I was like, man, I got to get there. Like that. And she would come back and tell us stories about all, you know, on the East Coast and all these different places and stuff like that, man. And it just made me want to work harder. And I just want to do respect of some great athletes that we have in the sport itself. So, you know, I want us to, you know, I would love for all of us to work together, all the organizations and everything like that, but I don't think that's going to happen. So, you know, my thing is that I just need, you know, this is, I just want that, you know, some organization to push to the limit, to go, to strive for impact type things, to, you know, change the game, to do something. Do some crazy stuff, man. When Weider created his, you know, the IFBB and, you know, and then NPC and all that stuff, you know, when the sport wasn't, I mean, the sport wasn't, people were, people had to get used to this. People weren't used to this stuff. And he changed the game. He changed the game. You got to give him his props. He changed the game. So who in drug-free bodybuilding is going to do the same? You know?
Okay.
And that's the question that everybody need to ask themselves. Who in drug-free bodybuilding is going to change the game like that? You know?
So that's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. My thing is that, you know, you got to really, you know, all of us, including P4P Muscle, JB, and everybody, have to, you know, try to push our leaders in this sport to be better. Not just sit there and strive for mediocrity. I'm not saying that they're not doing great things. I'm not saying what they're doing isn't hard work. I guarantee it's hard work and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is that there's other things that can be on Front Street that can be more efficient and that can be better for the athlete, that can also get those athletes sponsored. The more sponsor athletes you get, the more athletes that can get their registration and other things covered, or that can get things like that done, the bigger the sport will be.
And
you know,
I would like to add that, you know, a lot of what you're saying is basically, you know, pushing the limit, but that's what we're used to doing anyway with our own bodies. So, you know,
right.
if you're saying, if somebody wants to disagree with you, then you're saying every personal trainer out there is wrong. Every nutritionist doesn't have the right to tell you to get leaner or show you the best
right.
way to make that happen. So, you know,
right.
it's almost like we're arguing against ourselves if we argue against you saying we can do better.
Right. Right. And we got to get off this tip with tearing each other down. You know, it's one thing to be, you know, to criticize and have constructive criticism to sort of like say, all right, we need to be better and things of that nature and try to grow. It's another thing when you try to tear a person down and tear, you know, and in turn, when you do that, you tear our sport down. So, you know, my thing is no one, no one's testing and everything is perfect. And stuff like that. And now I don't want. Now here's the thing. P4P and JB is the number one person that will sit there and say, I don't want any cheaters in our sport. I want to be a fair playing ground for everybody. I don't support cheating. I don't condone cheating. I don't want cheating. But let's have some perspective. There, you name me a sport that we have in the United States that don't have cheating in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So my thing, my point with that is there's going to always be some bad apples. There's going to always be a percentage that's going to try to cheat the system. That's in basketball. That's in football. That is in everything. My thing is that sometimes we get so consumed with that, saying that's not right. We need to, because it's the fabric of who we are. But we get so consumed about it that we forget
everything
else. You can't
see anything else.
You
exactly.
forget everything. They don't, no attention to everything else. And
yeah.
and we can't grow like that. So my thing
But see, that's the thing, all right? If the spotlight is only on the cheaters, then why have winners? If we
My
never spotlight
is,
the winner.
You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So you can't sit there and have a couple of cheaters and then you start going witch hunts and stuff like that and say, you know, all this rapid stuff is going rapid through everywhere. Man, let's pump the brakes a little bit and stuff like that. There's cheating in every sport. There's always cheating in every sport. And they don't sit there and do radical things and stuff like that. What they do is they strengthen their testing, and they keep it like that. They strengthen their test, tear down all their athletes. They don't sit there and try to pray, because that does the sport no good. especially to an outsider. Especially to an outsider. That makes no sense whatsoever. If you having a cheating problem, then you need to strengthen your testing. If you sit here and tell me that the testing can't be strengthened no more, then hey man, you need to sit there and understand that that's the way of life. Just like there's crime. You can't get rid of crime. You can't abolish crime. Crime is going to happen.
Yeah.
Crime is going to happen. As much as we want it all to go away, crime is going to happen. Same thing that you're going to always have cheaters. So my thing is what you do is you keep it minimalized. You do the best that you can to keep it, but you don't go publicly and start tearing down athletes. You don't go and do and stuff like that. That makes no sense in growing the sport. So my thing is that, you know, we need to pump the brakes a little bit on that. Understand that
I don't want anybody to confuse what you just said. You're not saying don't publicize the person that's been called cheating. You're saying don't go after everybody because they're winning and accuse them of cheating.
Right. I'm saying that let's not get paranoid.
Yeah.
let's not get paranoid. Let's not confuse things either. There's a lot of new bodybuilders, and there's a lot of new. I mean, I know we're going to a lot of different places here. We're just moving, but there's a lot of new bodybuilders, and there's a lot of people that sit there, and what happens is they read the banned substance list and stuff like that, and I think I had a conversation with a promoter about that. I sat there and said, you know, there's a percentage of new people that maybe and maybe not they'll read that thing or they'll miss something. My thing is that if you got someone who flunked a test on Android or something like that, or whatever the deal is and everything, okay, let's punish that person. Let's make sure, you know, they're suspended and or whatever we need to do because we want a level playing ground. But let's not put them in the – let's get some perspective on this, man. That could be as easy as someone didn't read their thing or whatever the deal is. That's a far cry from someone who stick a needle in their butt and get it off the black market. That's intent. The other one could be a mistake. Let's get some perspective on this, okay? Because I think what happens is if you sit there and say, like on the water list, I think there's hundreds and hundreds of ingredients that are banned. I'm in agreement why. I'm not going against water. But what I'm saying is that if you sit there and you go down the list of every ingredient that they ban, then that's going to be a hundreds and hundreds of ingredients that a person can possibly miss that ingredient that they did, that maybe they made a mistake and took, wasn't illegal at all. It's something you can get over the counter in GNC, and we all know, and, you know, I think Vicky and a whole lot of other people have said about poor labeling with a lot of companies and stuff like that, where, you know, athletes don't know what to take, or they take something and they're like, oh, you know, they didn't know that was banned or it wasn't labeled properly. And they could take that and made an honest mistake. It could be a new bodybuilder competing for the first time and stuff like that, and do it and just missed it. And end up doing the contest, and maybe they flunked the test. All right, they should be punished, you know, ignorance. I mean, even though it was a mistake and stuff like that, they should be punished, and that should be in so we can keep a fair playing ground. But let's have some perspective on that, man. Let's not lump them in with some juice heads. Okay, that's two different things, man. Someone steals something out of a store versus someone who murders somebody. Both are bad, but there's a serious difference between the two.
Yes.
okay? So my thing is we just have to pump the brakes. And the reason why I'm making this analogy is because we tear our sport down. We can never grow because we constantly are, you know, and they're factions.
Well,
we're eating
ourselves from the inside out.
Right, not everybody, but they're factions that will sit there and witch hunt and sit there and say and tear the other person down and stuff like that and everything. And you can't ever have a clear champion. And I feel very bad for the drug-free athlete because you got about 48 or more organizations, and there's about 48 or more different worldwide champions. And my thing is, mm-hmm. is that it's a shame that someone's a worldwide champion and no one even knows who they are.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's sad. You can't say the same on the other side. So you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me what the problem is. Is it the athlete? Well, they just won a world championship. So they did their part. So you tell me what's left.
Yeah.
Think about it. Why is this person well known on this side and this person isn't on this side? Could it be the machine behind them is a little bit different?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my thing is you know, we all have to do better at the end of the day. The organization and stuff like that have to work. We have to work together with and listen to the athletes to, you know, to make. And I feel that to listen to the athletes. Now, ultimately, you got to make the decisions and stuff like that. But to listen to the athletes so we can make a better and grow bigger to promote the sport. I tell you, that's what we need to do. That's really. And here's my laundry list: to listen to the athletes. To you know, maybe bring in some athletes to get some perspective what's on the street to promote the sport through stores, through churches, through whatever you need to, through gyms. Go out there and not just put flyers about shows. Let's put some flyers about drug-free bodybuilding as a whole. Why athletes should just do drug-free bodybuilding, period.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what organization they do and stuff like that. What they should be, here's one thing. What they should be working for is to grow drug-free. No matter how they feel about their organization is better than another person's organization, they should all be, should all agree on this. They should want all grow the sport. So they should at least be putting up flyers or whatever they need to sit there and say and tell an athlete that's in the gym that's thinking possibly of either juicing or not juicing that this is why you should be a drug-free bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Not what organization, but this is why you should be a drug-free bodybuilder. Period. And then then list those things down. And talk to some of these young brothers or even older gentlemen in these gyms and different things. I'm telling you, I know where they are, man. You can grow this sport crazy. But you got to go out there and get them.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't know you exist.
No kidding.
All right? I was one of them. So my thing is yeah, I mean, it ain't going to drop out the sky. So, I mean, if you can't do it yourself because you got to run your organization, then you should have representatives of your sport that go out there and go talk to gyms and stuff. You'd be surprised, man. We're going to be at the Arnold, and I was sitting there calling gyms and stuff like that about PvP muscle and we're drug-free, boom, boom, boom. And I was basing where we were going to do the video with Martin and them, and I found a gym which was which is Beyond Limits in Training that we were gonna do it there. Lo and behold, the owner is a WNBF competitor, and he is totally for drug-free and preaching that message. So guess what we're going to be doing? Not only are we going to be shooting a video, but we're going to be up in there with a table with our athletes educating people on drug-free bodybuilding.
Yes, sir.
Now, how did all that happen? Didn't fall off
the
sky.
I had to go get it.
Just like anything in the world. And so, you know, I don't want to come across like, you know, boom, I'm the Wizard of Oz or something like that. What I am is a bodybuilder that trying to make a difference, man, a sport that he loves. And that's pretty much all it sums up to. And my thing is that I love everything about this sport, even the bad stuff. But I'm a person that always want to look to improve. I always want to move on to the next thing. I always want to try to get better. And that's just my makeup. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it can be aggressive. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, I have the athletes in my heart. I have the athletes in my mind. I have the athletes in my soul. And I respect what all the athletes do because they work hard. I respect everybody in this sport, believe it or not. You know, I have strong opinions and whatnot, but that's because I love this sport and everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I it's just like, you know, if you have a child or whatever, which I have, you know, three children, two girls and a boy, you always want the best. You want the best for your children. You want the best for what you love and stuff like that. And that's how I feel about this sport. I want the best for it. And you know, and sometimes I can come off rough with it and stuff like that. But, this, you know, this is the only way I can do it is straightforward and just being real and telling people what's on my mind because, you know, I don't want, you know, anybody misrepresenting me and that what JV believes in, what he wants to do. So my thing is, you know, nothing's perfect. P4P isn't perfect. I'm sure someone can sit there and rip P4P up and down and stuff like that. You know, my thing is it's not about the results. It's about the journey. You hear that all the time. It's about the effort. It's about the grind. It's about, you know, is this person, you know, it's about trying to strive for excellence and stuff like that. That's the thing, you know. If you make it or not, doesn't matter. The real championship, the real results is in the effort it takes to strive for that excellence. That's the real victory. Not at the end result. The real victory is making the decision to do something outside your comfort zone. And striving, not just going there to just, you know, blend in, but to go in there and try to strive for excellence on your terms, not anyone else's. That's what it's all about.
And that's what you know, I can't imagine a competitor watching somebody else improve and thinking, well, their life sucks because they're not improving. It's like, you sooner or later, you got to ask, well, what are you going to do? You know, and I think that's basically what you're saying. You know, after 40 years, like I said, if I had somebody that I was training for 3 years and they looked the same and just a little bit of improvement, you know, nobody fat loss, but let's say they could run, you know, an extra 5 seconds. What'd they friggin' do? You know, you're embarrassing me. You're shaming me. Because you're not pushing, like, you know, like you said you wanted to in the beginning. Because, like you said, everybody's coming up with these grand schemes, but when it comes to putting it down to the bread and butter, what happens?
And my thing is if you got people who are trying to do things for the sport, then you shouldn't tear them down. My thing is that, you know, it's about the journey, you know, which there are a lot of people here. But then, you know, our sport is a UNT sport, and what we love about this sport the most is that on the other side of it, they're really not like that. On this side of it, we believe in helping each other. the thing about it is if I guess you would say the bureaucrats and the politics and everything was out up front, and if what when we're backstage, when what happens backstage with drug free athletes, where they're kind to each other, they help each other, they motivate each other, they support each other. If up front our sport mirror that, man, be huge. We'd be huge. We'd be huge, man.
It would honestly mystify most folks. Because, you know, I've seen where the shows that let the people interact with the competitors, those shows grow like nobody's business because, you know, it's like everybody gets to be a part of it. You know, because, like, the thing that I stress is that not everybody wants to be a competitor. Some people just love to support it.
Oh, yeah. And here's my thing. I'm not saying everybody got to be a certain way. I'm saying my problem is not that, okay, this person needs to be or this needs to happen or whatever deal is. My thing, what I get more frustrated about is that sometimes there's not the opportunity for a person to do certain things within their sport. So my thing is that it's one thing. I'm not saying you give anything to anybody. Everybody should have work ethic and they should earn it. But my thing is that there should at least and be opportunities for a person to strive for excellence. And you can't take it. I think there should be more of that, and there's not. So my thing is very limited and stuff like that with that. Yeah, could. You know, some people say, well, you know, yeah, I had other people like Skip LaCora here that I had. You remember that argument that come in there, well, why can't they just do it by like I do? Well, dude, here's the thing. When you were in the NPC, drug-free or not, there was more opportunities there than there were here for exposure for an athlete. And my thing is that's what I'm saying. They're when we started P4P, it was like a desert. I think let me ask you a question. I'll break it down like that. I'll break it down like this. Well, I mean, when's the last video you seen out and about of world or of major championships of a drug free organization? Now they might be out there. I ain't seen it. You know, that you could purchase. So, like, if there's, like, a phenomenal show, where is that? This is where I'm saying, man, there's not a lot of opportunities, outlets. For if you have someone who was thinking about doing this, that they could sit in there and look at a video of this person, like I could Sean Ray or... the Olympia or the Arnold Classic. Man, I got Arnold Classic, Olympia. Where's the other drug free one?
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. There's
why?
So many things. Yeah.
Why? You know what I'm saying? That seems so simple. Why wouldn't you document that and put it out there for young beginners, even people who've been in a while that want to really see what drug-free bodybuilding can do and put it out there for people to check out. And there's just something about that with bodybuilders, man. Maybe this is because I'm old school or stuff like that, is that library of, you know, now it's DVDs and now you can just download it and stuff like that. But, you know, where, you know, you sit there. The coolest thing was to go to Arnold for me was that I could go there and get all these videotapes and stuff of, you know, Ronnie Coleman or Flex Wheeler training, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like hype me up for my training and stuff like that. Where is that for drug-free bodybuilding?
Well, it's happening at, what is that, Limits? Beyond Limits?
There you go. We're gonna try to do something, something. You know, my, you know, we're gonna try to do something, something. So, I'm just hoping, you know, I would love to see that, man. You know, if I could see some of these champions, because there are some cool, man. There are some championships that I saw that was some battles, man. And man, I was like, man, that if you could just purchase, you know, here you go, man, and check that out. Now there might be some organizations that do it, but I mean, then we go into why you ain't promoting it more, because I don't know about it. You know, so my thing is that, you know, we just need to do these little things and stuff like that to help the sport and help the athlete. We need to work through the athletes, you know, versus around.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then, but, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. So, I know we were, how long we've been talking for.
No, I scheduled the show a little longer because I knew you had a lot to put out, and I wanted to make sure. But it is coming to a close. So, get that information out again about the Arnold.
We need like a 4 series.
I think we need to get you on at least once a month.
On a phone call right
okay,
now.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
They called me because they saw someone sitting in a car all year, and they said a couple hours.
Oh.
I had a Honda Pilot, and I wasn't sure if I had the right vehicle.
I can hear this whole conversation.
I'm on the podcast right now. I just got talked to by an officer right now.
You a hockey guy?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, this is real talk.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, get him to give his name and tell him thanks for being a good officer.
I just gave him a business card, pvpmuscle.com. I guess that's the bar close right there, man. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here.
Yeah, you got to get out of here. All right, JB. Well, you know, the show's to an end anyway, so we'll end it at that. Catch everybody at the Arnold. Any last words, JB?
Well, I want to end this on a positive note, man. I love all the athletes. Even though I get frustrated, I love all the organizations, because without you, there would be no shows. I definitely love all the promoters. Those are like the soldiers in the streets and stuff like that. And I commend every one of you for what you're doing. And I'm hoping that you take what I'm saying with a grain of salt, that talking about is more unity and more improving the sport and promoting the sport, things that we should all agree on, not about who's better and who's not, who has the best testing, who's not. I'm just talking about promoting drug-free bodybuilding as a sport versus individual entities. And that alone should have the interest of everybody, because it affects everybody. If you just promote the sport itself and try to do new things and be a leader of the sport, which you guys are, which they are leaders, but I just feel that we can do better, all of us together and stuff like that. So, the big thing is how I'm setting the record straight, which was the name of the show and stuff like that, is P4P Muscle is for the pro amateur drug-free athlete. We're pro athlete. We always will be pro athlete. And we'll always push the limit to improve and make better and contribute to the drug-free bodybuilding and drug-free athletics sports, which I said, I coined the phrase full-spectrum athletics, which means that we're more than just our sport. We're deeper individuals, and we have more to offer to the world.
Yes. Well, thank you, JB. I mean, that's a lot of information, a lot of things for people to soak up, and you know, hopefully it enlightens people to understand, you know, that there, even though what we have is good, we should always be ready to do more. And
right.
Yeah. So, I appreciate what you're saying, and I appreciate you always pushing, because I don't think you have spent a day where you haven't pushed yourself. So it's not like you're telling everybody, okay, it's not that do as I say, not as I do.
No.
You're saying, you know, if you want to follow me, follow me. Let's go.
Right. And, you know, my thing is you can follow me, but I definitely, if you got better ideas and you want to do things, I'll follow you. I just want to go somewhere. Bottom line, brother.
If the car's packed up, you want to go on vacation.
That's it, man. I just want to move. I just want to go in a progressive direction. So I don't care who's the lead. I'm not into that stuff like that. I just want to make the sport better, more well known. And we have champions that are recognized as so all over.
And it could be that way.
Definitely can be that way if we work together. So if we work together, it's also on the athletes too. You guys have the power.
Yes,
man.
It is.
You guys are the asset to all this. So my thing is you do have the power. So my thing is reach for more from the sport than just the stage. Reach for, and you'd be surprised at what this sport would give you if you're open to it.
Mm-hmm. And it's working.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you with this. Don't trust me. Trust my hustle.
All right, TV. That's how we're going to end the show. Thanks so much,
all right,
man.
All right, man. Love
see you at the Army.
See you in Columbus.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a good one.
Love everybody. I'm out.
He's out. Say goodnight to JV. Oh, that's just a wonderful show. I hope everybody understood exactly where he's coming from. Everything he says is from the heart. It's with passion. It's with sincerity. It's with caring, and it's with concern. And, you know, there's going to be people that don't see what he sees. And, you know, P4P doesn't have to be for everybody. But for the people that really want that opportunity, and this is what aligns them to that, then I think that's a good option. But, you know, it's not for everybody. You know, I say, you know, there's certain churches that aren't for everybody. There's certain jobs that aren't for everybody. You can't sit there and say it has to be a perfect match. But can you work for it, and can it work for you? And I think that's what he's trying to put out there so much. You know, we want, but are we willing to give the same way we want? Can your want can match the work that you're willing to give to, you know, to basically heed that want? Are you going to fulfill everything in that work to make that one happen? I don't think any business fails with that kind of mentality. I think it would fail if basically it's just one-sided. Okay, the business pays you, but you don't work. Okay, you do the work, but you don't get the pay. It doesn't work. But if you match up in the middle, it does. And it's successful because you have people that want to be and do what they want and help make everything better. And that's what life is all about. Communities are better because they all work together. Society is better because it works together. Everybody improves if you do the work necessary to improve as an individual, as a group, as a community, as a society. So just keep that in mind, and you know, there won't be a supplement spotlight section. I appreciate you holding with us this long. And everybody just enjoy the night, and we'll have a great show tomorrow. We'll be talking to a fella that won the Minnesota Mayhem as the amateur, first ever show in that area. So have fun talking to him. It'll be her night to be the host, and I'll be the co-host, and we'll see how it goes. So until then, everybody, this is Kalen Patterson, and we are –